tell you what, I'm not bad for the second day of training camp, you know. And it being the second day, yesterday went pretty good. I think we got a lot done. There were too many balls on the ground. That was a thing that I wasn't crazy about, but tried to get their attention on that, and hopefully we'll be better today. You know, the thing about training camp is you have to move on, and so you added new plays, new formations, new coverages, new fronts. Added those last night and this morning, and we walked through them just a minute ago. So now we'll, this afternoon, we'll see if how much they retained and then go from there. You know, with the young guys, it's always tough on those guys because they don't have much background in the system, and now it all gets thrown at them pretty quickly. And, you know, we all retain at different levels, and so we have to see how that impacts them. And then I think also the stress of the situation. You know, they're trying to make the team, and here's a veteran guy who's been in the league several years, and that's the guy they're playing behind. And, you know, so it's stressful for some of those guys. But, you know, in time, they'll settle down, and their football abilities will show up more than the stress of thinking about what to do shows up. But overall, it's a good group of guys, and they got good attitudes about working and trying to get something done, and so we feel good about that. Another thing we feel good about is Brandon Albert showed up yesterday, and he was able to practice, and he's not too far behind, you know, with the days that that he missed. The family issue is resolved, and now he has an opportunity to move forward, and so we feel good there. Jock Reeves is still dealing with his family issue, and he's not here, and he's working to try to get here as soon as he can, like we mentioned yesterday. But overall, things are going okay, and hopefully they will continue to be that way.
How much do you add each day, or how do you go about deciding how much to add and put on these guys each day? Talk about bringing some new stuff last night.
Well, right. Well, during the offseason, that's one of the things that we as coaches do. You evaluate your system and try to see what you need to get put in. But basically, as you look at things, you know, 2 weeks we're playing a game. So we try to get everything in the first week, you know. So they get quite a bit thrown at them. But yesterday and today were primarily first and second down days, and then we're going to move on to third down and 2 minute and red zone. You know, and have it all in by the following Saturday when we have Family Fun Day. And so have it all in by that time, and then a week later you play a game. You know, so that's kind of the thing. Try to get the majority of it in a week, and then there may be one or two things that you add as you go along the following week.
Crazy question. The offseason program, the OTAs, why are newer things, you had to see what you had on the field back then, or why are new things put in today where maybe they could have been put in you know, when you're on the field in May?
Oh, yeah. You know what? These are young guys we're dealing with, and when they leave in July, they forget to remember some of the things that we taught them.
So it's new stuff in the spring?
Well, yeah. Okay. It's a rehash of the things we did in the spring. And then we as coaches, you know, sometimes we come up with some ideas and we might add one or two new things. And so then that gets included.
Have you noticed that guys have been remembering the stuff that they learned?
After we remind them. Then, yeah.
Well, I mean, you obviously can't have the players on the field as much as you could back in the day. What's that extra time on the players' part? What's that extra time spent in the classroom?
Classroom, weight room, and then they get to rest a little bit between the walkthrough and practice. You know, we have to give them some downtime, and so there's about a three-hour window there that they can go take a nap. You know, we're allowed to have meetings in that 3 hours, but I think it'd be beneficial. It's beneficial for them to take a nap and get rested up for the afternoon practice because, you know, we added a little bit more time to the afternoon practice.
Well, talking about the evaluations of what to put in, how much different is this training camp than maybe what you went through in Cleveland just because of changes in the CBA? Can you talk about maybe the differences in evaluating what to put in and how to do it?
Well, it's the number of padded practices. That's the main difference. You know, you can only have one, and you're on a 2-1 rotation when I was in Cleveland. You know, you could practice in pads, then have a walkthrough, or not a walkthrough, but a practice without pads, and then have another practice. So you could get two padded practices within three, you know, back then. And this way, it's only one padded practice a day. And so that's the main difference.
Why not do the padded practice in the morning when it's weather like this as opposed to the afternoon?
Because it's tougher in the afternoon. It's hotter, you know, and they have to push themselves more. Now, we have to be cognizant of the heat and how much work that they're doing and things like that. You know, and I mentioned that we might have to start giving them more breaks or more time to take the helmets off and get some of that heat, you know, away from the bodies. But so far it's been ideal weather, so we shouldn't have to go to that yet.
Is that a day-to-day decision where you'll just look and if it is 110 degrees on a Sunday or Monday, you might flip the schedule or you try to just go straight?
No, what I'll do is I'll give them more breaks. But if it looks like that it's going to be an extended 110 temperature week, you know, then we might flop it and go in the morning. You know, but we got a lot of guys who have schedules and make schedules, and so you got to give people a little heads up about the change. The fans, particularly, because they like to come out and watch, and so I wouldn't want them coming in the afternoon, and then we've practiced in the morning, and then they're perturbed more than they already may be.
Because I know the rules are all the same for everybody, so I know in terms of competitive balance, it might not mean that much, but talking to Marty Schottenheimer and for me, a couple of guys have had some success in this league. They're like, how do you teach kids how to play football when you can't play football? You can't put on pads and really get after them.
Well, it's tougher. You know, but like I said yesterday, that anytime there's a new rule change, early on the adaptation is tough, particularly on old school guys like myself. You know, but in time, everybody gets adjusted to the new rule, and then you adjust as you need to try to get the most out of it.
Well, you got a couple new elements in your starting lineup on the offensive line. Yeah. On your list of worries, where is maybe not having enough time for them to come together?
Well, it's the young guys, you know, because the young guys, they're going to be the guys who provide us depth. And, I mean, you know, we play football, and guys are going to get hurt and get nicked up, and the starter is going to be out, and the young guys are going to have to go in and play. And so getting the young guys up to speed, that's a concern, you know, because they haven't played the professional game before. And so how quickly they can adapt. And we're taking some guys who were tackles and making them guards and some guys who played on the left side and asking them to play on the right side. You know, and that takes some time to get acclimated to.
So when you say young guys, you're mainly talking about Allen and Stevenson?
All those young guys. Yeah, Allen and Stevenson.
Are you in that category?
Well, yes, he does because he's a young guy as well. But he is starting, and I think in my mind that's the difference. He's going to get his reps. You know, Allen and Stevenson, they're not going to get as many reps as Hudson gets. And so, you know, we need to bring those guys along.
Does Asamoah fit in that category anymore?
Well, not quite as much because, you know, he's been here a little bit longer and he's been through practice during the week and been through a season, you know, and he's been in games. So he's not quite the same.
You talked about, I think you mentioned nine added practices before the first preseason game. I mean, do you have to give those guys, the starters I'm talking about, more time during those nine practices?
Well,
is it more important for them in those practices to get them more work?
See, that's the thing that we as coaches have to juggle and have to try to figure out. How do we get the starters ready and the young guys evaluated and the young guys we think are going to be on the team enough reps so that they can get better as well? And so, you know, we talk about it and try to figure out how are we going to split up these reps that we do get. And then also I think that ties in with the preseason game of how you're going to play the preseason game and which guys are going to get the reps in the game.
You touched on this yesterday. You were talking about Tony Hugo, but how important was it to have a veteran, a guy who's been in the game and know more or less what you're going to get in the game if you need him, to have a veteran at that spot, at least right now while you're trying to figure out what you have and how advanced your young guys are?
Well, I think it's helpful, particularly as you evaluate the young guys and see where they will eventually end up. When you do have a veteran who's played in games, has played the left side, played the right side, I think it can help you.
At
John Baldwin, you talked about him a little bit yesterday during the offseason and his dedication. He was on Twitter and posting some videos of himself working out, running late at night near his high school and talking about his focus. Were you aware of any of that and the things that he was putting out in the public? And if so, did you like to see that from him as far as showing some dedication to his downtime of training and trying to be ready?
No, I don't watch that stuff, you know. And whatever is out there is out there. But if he's training and he's working, I like that. And if he produces on the field, I'll like it even better.
Do you get the sense that he's more comfortable? He seems, just in general, not even on the field, but off the field too, it seems that he's more comfortable this year with his teammates, with people in here. Do you get that sense at all?
Well, sure. That happens with all rookies, though. You know, he was a rookie last year, got hurt. And so the stress of trying to win a job, you know, trying to make this team, that wears on guys. But now, you know, he had a good off season. I think he feels good about where he is physically. So it makes you relax a little bit more. Plus, you know the people you're working with because you've been in the locker room with him. You've been in the meeting rooms and gone to dinner and things like that. So that allows you to relax a little bit more.
I mean, I realize it's July, but is that because he's the most veteran guy there, or I mean, we really haven't seen him on the field.
Well, right, you haven't seen him on the field, and the reason was he was on IR last year. He got hurt. You know, he had a pretty good camp the first couple preseason games. And Toribio is a technician. He's a really good technician. And playing that nose, that's one of the things that I look for. And he would have been competing for a starting position if he hadn't gotten hurt. So now he's rehabbed and he's back. And so that's why he's the starter.
Is he will you, no matter what, your 3-4 will always be a 2-gap? Is there any chance he'll change that depending on maybe what a player can handle?
Not the fundamentals of it. I think the fundamentals will stay the same. But within that system, you know, we could say, okay, you can move to the right and you can move to the left, you know, by game plan. So we have some flexibility in the system.
All right. Thanks. I just want to let you go. It's nice to have a veteran, as you say. But why has he bounced around? What, something's obviously lacking by judging, you know, some other teams.
Well, right. You know, but that happens in the NFL. Guys go from one team to the other, and for whatever reason, they're not able to stick, you know, and sometimes it's injuries, sometimes it's circumstance. You know, he was available, and we felt like that there was a need for us, so we added him to the team. Now, whether he sticks and how long he stays, you know, that's kind of going to be up to him.